Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to another edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights in clinical research operations. In under 3 minutes, we'll recap top stories, highlight expert perspectives, and keep you current on what's moving the industry. Today, we begin with part three of a recent video interview on how AI and tokenized data can improve patient protocol matching. Matt Holmes, Vice President of Sales at Sightline, explained that delays in clinical trials often stem from site variability, investigator shortages, and complex protocols. By combining proprietary and real-world databases with tokenization and AI, sponsors can streamline feasibility, match patients to trials more accurately, and maintain privacy compliance, helping create a more efficient and equitable recruitment ecosystem. Next, the FDA has recently approved Caplyta as an adjunctive therapy for adults with major depressive disorder. The decision is based on two phase 3 trials showing significant improvements in MADRS scores compared with placebo, along with a favorable safety profile. Long-term data from an open-label extension study showed that 80% of patients responded to treatment and 65% achieved remission at 6 months. This marks Caplyta's fourth FDA-approved indication, broadening its use in neuropsychiatric care. And finally, more news from the FDA. The agency has added 6 new therapies to its Commissioner's National Priority Voucher Program, bringing the total to 15. The program targets high-impact public health needs, including obesity, cancer, sickle cell disease, and drug-resistant tuberculosis. It accelerates review timelines from 10 to 12 months to as little as 1 to 2 months using a multidisciplinary tumor board style review model. Recent additions include orforglipron and Wegovy for obesity, highlighting the FDA's commitment to bringing transformative therapies to patients faster. That's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more insights shaping the future of clinical operations and drug development. Thanks for listening.